The holy science stands as a remarkable bridge between Eastern mysticism and Western thought, revealing a universe governed by precise mathematical cycles that shape human consciousness. Written by Sri Yukteswar at the request of the legendary Mahavatar Babaji, this slim yet profound text challenges our fundamental understanding of cosmic time. What if our entire conception of human history is based on a miscalculation? What if we're not in a dark age of spiritual decline, but actually ascending toward greater enlightenment? This revolutionary premise forms the foundation of a work that has influenced spiritual seekers from George Harrison to Steve Jobs, who reportedly kept a copy during his explorations in India. Yukteswar challenges traditional Hindu cosmological timelines, asserting that humanity is ascending toward enlightenment rather than enduring a 432,000-year dark age. He describes a precise 24,000-year cosmic cycle created as our sun revolves around a grand center, producing alternating 12,000-year ascending and descending arcs that influence human consciousness. Each arc contains four yugas or ages of increasing duration: Kali, 1200 years, Dwapara, 2400 years, Treta, 3600 years, and Satya, 4800 years, paralleling the Greek concept of iron, bronze, silver, and golden ages. According to Yukteswar, 500 CE marked our consciousness nadir, coinciding with the historical dark ages. Since then, we've been ascending toward enlightenment. By 1894, when he wrote his book, humanity had entered Dwapara Yuga, the age of energy awareness, remarkably aligning with discoveries in electricity, radio waves, and later quantum physics. This explains our evolving understanding of reality from solid matter to energy and vibration, and the mainstreaming of practices like meditation and energy healing, all manifestations of our position in this cosmic cycle. At the heart of the holy science lies a profound explanation of reality that harmonizes diverse spiritual traditions. Yukteswar asserts that God, Parambrahma, is the only real substance in the universe, eternal, indivisible, and the source of all existence. This ultimate reality manifests through Shakti, divine force, and Chit, cosmic consciousness, creating the universe through Om, the primordial vibration Christians call the Word. This cosmic sound generates time, space, and the atom, which form Maya, the veil of illusion obscuring spiritual reality. Like waves on an ocean, all creation emerges from and dissolves back into infinite consciousness while remaining one with it. The individual soul, Jiva, develops a separate identity, Ahamkara, forgetting its divine nature. Have you experienced moments when boundaries between yourself and everything else seem to dissolve? These glimpses reveal the truth behind the illusion of separation. We are not isolated beings, but expressions of one cosmic consciousness playing an elaborate game of hide-and-seek with itself. Why do we feel perpetually unsatisfied despite material achievements? According to Yukteswar, this discontent reveals our soul's longing for liberation from Maya's bondage. The root cause of suffering is avidya, ignorance, misperceiving the material world as the only reality. What we're truly seeking are three qualities of our authentic self: Sat, existence; Chit, consciousness; and Ananda, bliss. These aren't abstract concepts, but essential properties we instinctively seek to recover. The path begins with finding a genuine spiritual guide who directs our attention inward. Through this process, we satisfy our heart's deepest wants and experience authentic bliss no external circumstance can provide. With a contented heart, we develop the ability to comprehend reality, awakening true consciousness. The culmination is recognizing ourselves as indestructible, ever-existing beings, the realization of Sat. As ignorance withers away, worldly troubles cease. In this perfected state, we comprehend ourselves as fragments of universal spirit and ultimately unify with the eternal. Those rare moments of perfect contentment weren't about having more, but wanting less. Freedom comes from transcending desires, not fulfilling them. Yukteswar outlines three essential practices for liberation: equanimity in all conditions, deep study of spiritual truth, and meditation on Om. The foundation is Shraddha, the heart's natural love. When cultivated, this love calms the mind, normalizes bodily functions, and invigorates vital powers. It manifests as devotion to the guru, holding their wisdom in one's heart rather than merely seeking physical proximity. This relationship develops moral courage through ethical practices, yama, and religious observances, niyama, including non-injury, truthfulness, non-stealing, continence, non-covetousness, purity, contentment, and spiritual obedience. Natural living is crucial for spiritual progress. Yukteswar concludes, "We're designed to thrive on fruits, grains, roots, milk, and pure water. Unnatural foods accumulate in the body, causing disease and premature death." As moral courage establishes itself, eight obstacles to salvation are removed: hatred, shame, fear, grief, condemnation, race prejudice, family pride, and smugness. Their removal awakens magnanimity, preparing one for higher yogic disciplines like steady posture, control of life force, and sensory withdrawal. Haven't you noticed how light, natural eating improves mental clarity and spiritual receptivity? How negative emotions cloud perception while love brings clarity? These are the natural laws Yukteswar describes. The book maps spiritual evolution through seven progressive spheres, or lokas, that represent actual stages of consciousness on the soul's journey back to God. 1. Bhuloka, the realm of gross matter, our physical world. 2. Bhuvarloka, the world of fine matters and electric attributes. 3. Swarloka, the sphere of magnetic poles and electricities. 4. Maharloka, the realm of magnets and atoms, the threshold between material and spiritual. 5. Jhanaloka, the kingdom of spiritual reflections and sons of God. 6. Tapaloka, the realm of the Holy Ghost or universal spirit. 7. Satyaloka, the abode of God, eternal substance. As the soul evolves, it progresses through five states of the human heart corresponding to these spheres. From the dark state where only the material world seems real, through stages of increasing enlightenment to complete purification where one manifests spiritual light and becomes Christ-like. This map describes both individual spiritual evolution and collective consciousness shifts throughout cosmic cycles, offering a framework for understanding personal transformation and humanity's evolving consciousness. The holy science culminates with love as the fundamental force of spiritual evolution. Love isn't merely emotional attachment, but the essence of divine reality. Love is God itself. This cosmic force, implanted in every heart, serves as the key to transcending Maya's delusive darkness. Through love's development, the spiritual journey unfolds in stages, from discovering our spiritual preceptor to baptism in cosmic consciousness, culminating in the sacrifice of our limited ego and unification with the eternal. Yukteswar emphasizes that even brief contact with an enlightened being can trigger profound transformation, like a spark igniting a forest fire. In our fragmented world of digital connections, this authentic transformation is what we truly seek. The path isn't about accumulating spiritual experiences, but removing barriers to love's natural expression. The holy science offers a vision where science and spirituality converge, where cosmic cycles shape human evolution, and where love serves as the ultimate transformative power, revealing universal principles underlying all authentic spiritual traditions.